across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday. Oh, my God, it's hump day already. Hey, Jess, how you doing?
Morning. Not too bad. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. You sound chipper, which is
good. Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm pretending really well. That's good.
Oh, that's good. That is good. you're talking about this, you know, unseasonably warm weather. It has been warm the last few nights. Like, I feel as if it was colder in autumn, really.
Yeah. I reckon.
Because we haven't, you know, just thinking about it at home, we haven't even put the heater on.
Like, no,
the last
week
or so, really.
Not that I do. My housemate hasn't, though, so.
Yeah, are you one of those people that likes to sleep in the cold?
Oh, well, my bedroom's at the opposite end of the house, so it doesn't really make a bloody difference.
Yeah, right. Understood. Oh, well, it seems like it's going to be warmer weather for the foreseeable future. I mean, good for heating bills, but, you know.
Exactly.
El Nino, probably not the best overall. But, yeah, anyway, a full news catch-up in just a few minutes. And, of course, today, the money, $5.50, is back with trivia check as well. So, cash on the way after 7. So, you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, first story up here, Jess, is about out at Port Stephens, a lot of people swimming in the colder months, it seems.
Yeah, and as we were saying before, like, it feels a little bit warmer this week than it even was in autumn. And traditionally, patrols at One Mile Beach at Anna Bay finish up on the 30th of June, and lifesavers don't actually go back and patrol until sort of the end of September. But there have been a few drowning incidents all of this year, and particularly over the last couple of months out there, so they're going to continue right through until, like, well, I guess, and for the rest of the year, because they were going to stop and then start up again at the end of September, but they're going to continue because plenty of people are out there swimming. And as I said, there have been a few incidents, including a man that was pulled unconscious from 1 mile less than a fortnight ago. Thankfully, lifeguards commenced CPR straight away and he went to hospital and he was fine, but there have been some less lucky people out there.
And I think if you do that, if you are a lifeguard, even if you save one person during that time, you're going to say, yep, that's worth it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
To be out there doing it. Very cold, though, during the really cold bits of the year, but I guess some people just love swimming.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of health, an increased demand for our healthcare and emergency care across the Hunter.
Yes, the Bureau of Health Information released their data from the first quarter of this year, which is January to March, and it did show that there was an increased demand for our emergency departments across the Hunter New England Health District. There was a 3.9% increase in presentations to our emergency departments, particularly there was a rise in urgent and emergency patients, and the data breaks it down by local health district and then hospital to hospital. At Maitland Hospital, 54% of patients who rocked up to the ED got their treatment on time, but about 35% it took within a 4-hour period for them to get there, get treated, get seen to, and then leave. At the John Hunter, it took a little bit longer. The average time blew out compared to last year. It was 4 hours on average last year between January and March, but this year it blew out to 5. So,
I mean, look, hopefully now that GP after hours, has that started yet?
Yes. So
yeah,
one of them has reopened and the rest is sort of reopening gradually.
That will bring those like numbers back in line, because
yes.
I think that'll make a huge difference.
Oh, 100%. It's going to take an incredible amount of pressure off our emergency departments from people who, you know, may not necessarily need life-saving treatment.
And it seems mad that they haven't sort of set this up sooner, but hey, luckily it's on the way and, you know, if you just need a doctor, you can be seen, which is what that's all about. Well, of course, there will be a full news update at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo, let's check your traffic. New FM.
No, I can't go. It's chemical.
22 degrees the high for today for Maitland and the Valley. The same for the city. Partly cloudy. The Novo's Stephen and Crevo on New FM. And on yesterday's show, we found out a little about Stephen's travels to Bali.
Now, back from my boys' trip to Bali.
Yeah.
A bit of carnage over the last couple of days. Had a lot of fun, but I kind of had a bone to pick with society in general, I suppose, which I've brought to you. Because lady sitting next to me on the plane, we had a free seat between us, which is great. Plenty of room to spread out.
Yeah, you feel you got a breathing room.
But spread out she did. And she made herself more than at home because she took her shoes off and parked her feet up on the seat next to me. And so she's looking out the window, kind of curled up a little bit, and had her feet on the seat next to me, shoes off.
On the seat is wrong. Even I'm saying that's wrong. But what your main thing is here, you're saying shoes should be kept on a plane.
Well, the shoes were off before we even took off. So, like, she sat down, she's put her bag in the overhead locker to stow, and bang, shoes have come off.
Yeah, and you're saying this is wrong. I'm saying it's not against the law.
Well, her shoes were in the overhead locker. She had no intention of wearing them. Like, this is absolutely ridiculous. And
that's full on, because that means you go into the bathroom with no shoes.
Exactly.
Which is messed up.
Oh, I just think, like, so gross. And if you're wearing thongs or, like, you know, like Birks or slides or something like that, it's fine. But if you've been, like you alluded to before, it's a big walking day at the airport. You walk around a lot.
Yeah.
You're sweating in those socks. And it's just, you know, like festering and it's, you know, marinating in your shoe. You take off the shoes, it is disgusting.
All right. So that's your perspective. I'm saying you should be able to take your shoes off. Like, it's more relaxing. I can't, you know, I know this might be an unpopular opinion, but that is the truth.
Your plane, we're just riding on it. Thank you for allowing us a seat, Creamo. Ridiculous.
Let's go to the phones, let Newcastle decide this one. Hillary's up next in the terrace. How you doing?
Good, how are you going?
Very good, thanks. Now, are you team Stephen, no shoes off, or are you team Creamo? It's okay. It's not against the law.
Totally shoes off. Only time you should wear them is in when you're walking in public and toilets and showers.
Yeah, like go to the toilet, pop them back on, but at your seat, it's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, take them off and, yeah, that's the first thing. It comes off my feet of a day. Shoes off always.
Hillary, did you just go to Bali and sit next to Stephen?
Yeah, that was me.
No, I was going to say, Hillary, where are you planning to go on holiday next?
Well, I'm going on a cruise, so I'll be barefooted most of the time.
Oh, good. I'm not going on a cruise anyway. That's fine. You have fun, Hillary. Absolutely ridiculous. Let's
One for Team Creamer.
Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning. How are you?
Better now that we've heard your voice. Now tell us, do you think that your shoes on or off on the plane, I suppose?
Definitely shoes on.
Yes, thank you. A bit of common sense is gross, isn't it?
It's just disgusting. And if anything major was to happen, you'd have no shoes on.
Well, that's it.
Your big issue is if, the plane is now going into an emergency descent, say, and you reckon you don't have time to put your shoes back on.
That's right. What if the things get locked, like, you know, because of the turbulence?
Yeah. What do you mean locked? These shoes are just, like, sitting below your feet. You just put them back in.
No, her shoes are up above her head.
She's right. She's an observant listener. They were up in the overhead locker.
Okay.
You're stuck out in the wilderness, you know. Now you don't have any shoes with you.
You can't, it's true, you can't take your possessions. Well, at least if you're keeping them off, just keep them below your feet is what I'm saying.
I think they've got to stay on.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't think we've solved this at all.
Not at all. It's one vote each. If split down the middle.
Yeah, if you are a shoes off on the plane listener and you're going on holiday anytime soon,
you're no friend of Stephen.
Yeah, let us know so I don't go to the same place you are.
Okay, New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Stephen, how you doing?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. You feeling fresh?
I'm feeling very fresh. It is very foggy out there this morning, though. I think maybe just rolled in over the last half hour or so. But like Maitland Road out the front here.
Wild.
I reckon you can see maybe like a car and a half's length in front of you.
That's crazy, because an hour ago, it wasn't that bad. So I think it must have just come in off the sea. Now, speaking of sea, Jess, you were just mentioning before the marine rescue stuff in the news, a lot more tow jobs this year, it seems, than in the past. Have you ever had a tow job, Jess?
I'd need a boat to have a tow job.
Yep. It's happened to me once.
You got a boat?
No, my friend did it at Lake Glenbourne. Actually, his boat, the motor just cut out. Luckily, we weren't too far away from the shore. and we're able to get a tow job off this other guy and get us back to the shore.
Well, there you go.
So, you know, the importance of these, it is very important. Like, if we'd been at sea, much more dangerous.
Yes, correct.
Lake Glenbourne, it was all right. Everyone was fine. We just waved at the guy and he saw us and got us, saved us. So, yeah, I mean, the lesson is marine safety, very, very important, because you never know when you might need a tow job.
That's all I'm saying.
You're waking up with a Novo, Stephen and Crevo, and up next, a little bit of a peek at yesterday's show. We found out about spy animals and how big of a deal it is. New FM. 22 the peak temp for today for both the city and the valley. Partly cloudy with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on New FM. And on yesterday's show, animal spying. Is it a thing? Now, Russia has been accused, of course, of this spy whale. If you haven't heard about it, they basically found a whale that had this harness on it that could carry cameras and stuff. And they're saying, oh, Russia's been using it to spy on other countries.
Now, surely there's no evidence of this, is
there? Well, yeah, there is. And because the harness, they're saying it must have been from Russia. So they're saying that it has to be the situation. And it's not the first time that countries have tried to use animals to do spying.
Well, did the US try and use dolphins?
Yeah, that's in the past. They've used dolphins, they've used dogs, they've used, what else did they use? Oh, pigeons in the past as well.
Really?
Yeah, so this is not the first time that, like, some countries come up with it. And it's believable that Russia would want to do a bit of spying at the moment, right?
Yeah, obviously. That's the narrative going around at the moment. But yeah. My gut feeling is it's got to be just some, like, hillbilly or something who's thrown a harness on a whale.
Because how are you going to do that? A hillbilly does not have the technology or skills to do that.
What do you mean?
Like, to put a harness on a whale?
Oh, yeah.
Not your average punter cannot do that.
I reckon I could do that.
As if! That's the most ridiculous thing you've ever said.
I'll go on like a hunter whale watching cruise and then I'll just jump out and you just put it on like a dog or something.
I think it's different. I've never put a harness on a whale myself, but I reckon it's harder than putting it on a dog.
Okay, well, I'll give you maybe it's a two-person job. Maybe I need help from one friend, but I reckon I could. I don't think it'd be that hard.
Okay, well, look, I mean, you say that. But other countries, this is a wild. Like, there's so many countries who are trying to put, like, animals into the spy trade. They're alleging that Israel has a whole, like, fleet of different animals, including houses, squirrels, lizards, and even an iguana.
You can't train these animals. They're not like, I don't understand. You can't train them to come back, can you? It's almost just like adding a chip and then you just hope that you can see the footage
They're saying they're trying to get them back. Also, last year, they're accusing Israel of deploying dolphins as well, like of carrying this equipment. And they even had footage, right, of the dolphin with the equipment on it.
I just don't think technology's come a long way. But I don't think that I'd ever be able to, like, see a squirrel and not notice a camera, a little GoPro sitting on its head or something like that. It would just not be discreet.
What about if it was a really small camera tied to the squirrel?
That's what I was saying. Like, technology's come a long way, but I don't think it's come that far.
Like, maybe, what if you put the squirrel in a small jacket and then put it in its pocket like a spy camera?
Yeah, but then you'd notice the squirrel with the jacket.
I guess you would.
This
you made
is
a good
ridiculous.
Point. Let's take in traffic. New FM. Lizzo, special on New FM as you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo.
Now, Crevo, Sydney Sweeney in a bit of trouble.
Oof.
If you're not familiar with her work, rather, she's starring in Euphoria at the moment, probably one of the most relevant actors in the world.
Biggest star, one of the biggest stars on the planet.
Exactly, but she's found herself in a bit of hot water because there's been a TikToker in the States who's compiled a bunch of videos basically of her walking her dog into non-dog-friendly venues, i.e. there's an example of her walking into, like, a Target, walking into the airport. In all these videos, the dog is wearing, like, a service dog vest.
So, is the dog a service dog, is the question.
That is the question that's circulating around the internet. Now, I'm sure there's lots of people who are doing this, who are trying to claim that animals are service dogs when they're not. The problem with Sydney Sweeney is she's, you know,
So recognisable.
And people know that she's not, you know, carrying, like, a disability or anything like that. It's like, yeah, she doesn't require a service dog.
Yeah.
So,
but it's the situation is, that you, if you see somebody who has a dog that's wearing like a service dog vest thing,
yeah,
you can't question it, can you?
Oh, you're not allowed to, no. Because if you do question it and it is a service dog, then you look like
an absolute nitwit.
You do. The biggest nitwit on the planet, yeah. Arguably. Yeah. So you kind of do got to give people the benefit of the doubt in this situation.
But when it's somebody famous who famously doesn't need that,
yeah,
then you can question it, potentially.
The other thing as well is there's like video clips, which are obviously no good audio for radio, yeah. But it shows the dog acting in a manner in which service dogs should never act. So, like, the dog is, like, pulling on the lead, and, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it's not a trained
it's
dog.
It's not a trained dog. It's just, like, a dog she's walking through the airport and through Target and just trying to get away with it. And, like I said, I reckon there's lots of people in the world who do try and get away with this. You hear stories of people taking, you know, like, oh, it's my anxiety dog onto the plane or all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think she's been busted
she's
on this
taking
one,
the piss.
Yeah.
Like, I knew a guy, this is a friend of a friend, like, from the family.
Yeah.
He wanted to take his dog from Sydney up to the Central Coast.
Yeah.
So he got the glasses and pretended it was a seeing eye dog.
No, he didn't get the glasses.
He got, like, dark glasses, thick dark glasses, put them on and pretended it was. But once again, it does not have the behaviour of a seeing
eye
exactly.
dog.
Yeah, exactly. How does... Anyway, he did get away with it. He did get away with
it. The glasses is unreal. That's ridiculous.
People are doing it. But anyway, she's been caught on TikTok. The evidence is out there. New FM. 12 minutes past six as you wake up with the Novos on New FM. Time to give away some free stuff.
One, two, three.
On New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
Yeah, that's right. This is where, of course, we give you three things and you have to figure out what the theme is. You're playing investigator, Sherlock Holmes, if you will.
That's it. You're trying to, decipher what that linking word is, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And if you can do it quicker than a fellow Novocastrian, of course, prizes up for grabs today. Those prizes include a double pass to Starstruck Ignite 2023 at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre, which will be very exciting.
That's an awesome event.
And cherry on top as well. Everyone on air today goes in the draw for some fuel cards. We've got $100 worth of fuel cards to give away.
Yep, that's right.
So a free fuel plus a free show. Absolutely happy day. Should we meet our contestants?
Let's do it. Here we go.
All right, first contestant on the line. We're out to East Maitland. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, you sound sprightly, you sound up and about.
Yep.
A
load of work.
Oof. Oh. The chemistry between you two is going off.
All right, well.
Let's go to Bobby up next. How are you doing, Bobby?
Good, guys. How are you?
Very good. How's Cardiff?
Oh, all good, mate. A little bit cold. I'm sure it's going to warm up today.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hopefully it
does. El Nino's on the way, they say.
Well, small talk out the way. Let's get into it. Let's just jump into it. Let's test your buzzers first. Of course, your name is your buzzer. Natasha, you're first.
Tash?
Yeah, Tash, shortening it.
Yeah, smart.
Strategic. Well, I like that.
Otherwise, you're not going to win with Natasha. Bobby's already done his name and done.
Yeah, I like it. All right, Bobby, let's test yours.
Bobby.
Yeah, lovely. All right. All
Here
the technology
go.
Working. Let's get straight into it. Best of luck to the both of you. Your first one is Lipton, Twinings, Yogi.
Tash.
Tash is first.
Tea brands.
They are tea brands.
Beautiful.
Correct. First one on the board for Tash. All right, number two, guys. Head and Shoulders, Dove, Garnier.
Bobby.
Oh.
Ooh.
What are we going to do
I
for
think
this
Bobby
one?
Was quicker in there.
Okay, Bobby, we're going to throw it to you.
Shampoo brands.
That is correct.
Correct. Ooh. So, one apiece after two. We head to a tiebreaker.
You couldn't read about it.
No, you couldn't. You couldn't script this. All right. Best of luck to the two of you. Your final one is Yosemite Sam, Porky Pig, Bugs Bunny.
Tash.
Bobby.
Tash is quickest.
Cartoon characters.
Can you be more specific than that?
Looney Tunes?
Looney Tunes is correct. You pulled it out of nowhere.
Unbelievable. Congratulations, Tash, a.k.a. Natasha. Well
off to see Starstruck. Well done. Bobby, can we get you back tomorrow, mate?
Yeah, mate, no dramas.
Excellent.
Happy
runner
days.
Up. Everyone's a winner. That's the main thing.
One, two, three.
On New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, this is where, of course, you can get your hands on prizes. Prizes, prizes, Stephen. We've got, first of all, a double pass to Starstruck Ignite 2023, Newcastle Entertainment Centre. That's on June 16 and 17, but you can go for free.
On us.
That's right.
Addition to that as well, of course, we've got fuel cards up for grabs, $100 worth coming out the wazoo. So not only can you get to the go to the show for free, you can get to and from it for free as well.
$100 worth of fuel, that's lasting you the week at least, right?
You would hope so. You would hope so.
Okay, so if you want to get your hands on that, 4967 4105, play Three of a Kind. Now, this is where we give you three things and you've got to figure out what is the theme between those three things, like a pattern recognition system.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to do it quicker than your opponent, of course. Mm-hmm. And if you can, you know, manage to snipe it in and get in the quickest and beat your opponent, of course, tickets all yours.
That's right. Now, I'm going to give you an example and then just to show how it works, right?
Okay.
So your name's your buzzer. Here we go. Mercedes, Hyundai, Toyota.
Stephen.
Yeah?
Is it types of cars?
Brands of cars. Perfect.
There you go.
You get a point on the board. So here we go. 4967 4105. If you reckon you can do that and get yourself $100 worth of fuel plus the Ignite tickets for Starstruck. Awesome. We'll play next. New FM. Taylor Swift Style at 6:23 with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on New FM.
Now, obviously, yesterday was my first show back, Crevo, after my boys' trip in Bali.
Lads, lads, lads.
Yeah, lots of that. Lots of degenerate behaviour, of course. But on our last day there, we decided we'd treat ourselves to a bit of a spa day.
Nice. So, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, so the guys have been, you know, we've been walking around a lot, on our feet a lot. We thought, you know what, we're going to go and pamper ourselves, treat ourselves a little bit. So,
cucumber eye masks.
Yeah, well, all that kind of gear. So
lemon tea.
It was different. We all kind of got different packages. Some of the guys went and got, like, mud baths and, you know, sat in there and indulged in an afternoon. A couple got, you know, like, facials and the cucumbers and all that kind of jazz.
Yeah, right.
I got myself a package that was, like, an hour and a half in length, which included a full body massage, body scrub, and some ear candling.
Jeez.
Which ear candling, if you haven't done, is, like, the most relaxing thing on the planet.
Really? I'm a bit weirded out by ear candling.
Have you tried it?
No.
Oh, it sounds like one of those...
Sounds
like,
awful.
No, it sounds like one of those Yule log fires, like an old fireplace in your ear. Like
no,
just the crackling.
I don't want
and
that.
Don't like it.
No, I don't want it. Anyway, separate chat.
Anyway, so we went and we had our spa day, all the boys buying different packages, no dramas, and we're all sitting in the waiting room waiting for the masseuses to come out and collect us to go to our separate activities, our separate rooms.
Right.
So one by one, you know, beautiful Indonesian ladies come out and they, you know, select one of us, take us up, you know, and one after another, gorgeous lady, gorgeous lady, gorgeous lady. All of a sudden, there's three of us left.
Yeah.
And we're sitting in the waiting room and, you know, I'm pretty excited, rubbing me hands. I'm thinking, this is going to be great. Comes down the stairs, this bloke in about his 40s, still in the same masseuse robe as the ladies, and he's probably a little bit overweight, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's probably got a bit of extra power to get into, you know, those elbows probably get in and get that deep tissue.
Yeah.
But anyway, he walks down the stairs and I'm left with two of my mates and we look at each other and we both just, all of us, just cross our fingers and think, please not me, please not me, please not me. Anyway, sure enough, eyeballs me, direct eye contact, grabs my head, I'm off with him.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, you absolute fool. Had to be me. Anyway, all the other boys, they come out, you know, they've had these beautiful ladies working on them. But you know what? At the end of the day, I felt better than all the other boys.
Yeah, because he's probably has to work the hardest.
He's got the most strength to get in there and just, like, really work out those knots. And I thought, what a stitcher.
What are the chances of all of that, of that many? How many guys were on the trip as well?
So there was eight of us.
And you got the only overweight bloke giving you a massage.
Yeah, of course. You just got to close your eyes and just imagine it's not, don't you? You just have to close your eyes and go, Steve.
Imagine it's a beautiful lady.
That's it.
Leaning into it and unlocking all of those knots in and amongst your shoulders.
And unlock the knots. He did. I've never felt better. I felt $1 million.
Oh, good stuff. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
550 up for grabs trivia check today. Ooh. For your hump day. Sounds pretty nice. $550.
Oh. Imagine just slipping that in your wallet today and going, right, we're ready to go for the rest of the week. I'm cashed up.
Oh, you'd call in sick, wouldn't you? You'd chuck in a sickie Thursday, Friday.
Would have thought so.
You'd have to.
Extra long weekend.
Well, that's it. You get the Monday off as well.
I know. It'd be awesome because that'd be 5 days off. That's an absolute yes from me.
Oh, whisper sweet nothings in my ear, Cream. Of course, you could win that after 7 o'clock. Right here, trivia check, the easiest way in Newey to win money.
Up next, though, have you had a hiding spot at work? This is the area we move into. If you've got a story, keep that one ready to go.
You might have to stay anonymous.
Well, you can.
No self-incriminating evidence, I reckon.
You can absolutely stay anonymous. Anyway, keep that story ready to go as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo. As you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on New FM. And do you have a workplace hiding spot is what we're asking here.
Yeah, of course. This is after you've brought a story of this guy who has just been fired from his job because apparently you were saying for the last 8 months,
yep,
he's been spending like 6 hours a day on the dunny.
Yeah, well, hiding out in the toilets, which is unbelievable to me.
Ridiculous. I would be so offended that no one noticed I was gone for 6 hours, I think. I think that's the biggest takeaway from this story.
See, mine is that he got away for it for 8 months. He's gotten away with this unbelievable amount of time of not working.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, some people are able to do it. So, do you have a workplace hiding spot? 4967-4105.
Let's head to the phones, of course. We'll start with Trish in Rutherford. Good morning, Trish.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Very well. How's yourself?
Oh, good, thank you.
Now, tell us, where was your workplace hiding spot?
It was actually it wasn't mine.
It came
out at Maitland.
Yeah.
And this is going back 30 years. I used to work there. And I used to have to go and collect the laundry and take it out to the back dock.
Sure.
And on the way out there, there was like a storeroom, and I used to hear these. I heard noises there one day, and I went over, the door was open a bit. I looked in there, and it was these couple getting into it. And
a Kmart.
At the back in the storeroom. Yeah, this is going back 30 years ago.
Were they workers or are they customers?
Yeah, they're workers.
Yeah, right.
And I happened about six times over a couple of months or whatever, and I thought, oh, will I say something or not? So I went up to the guy and I said, oh, like it out the story of the morning, do you? And he looked at me and went bright red and didn't know what to say, so yeah.
So yeah?
Wow. That was the last thing I was expecting to hear when we opened up the phones. Wowie. All right, well, let's go to Budgie Boy now.
It's real busy.
On the coast. Let's have a chat to Glenn. Morning, Glenn.
G'day, bud.
Now, tell us, where was your workplace hiding spot?
I was in bicycle boxes, unbuilt bicycle boxes, that me and my mate backed up.
Yeah, right, just out the back of the workshop, was it?
Yeah, in the workshop.
Sometimes it does, like inside a cardboard box is a decent hiding spot, I guess. Wrapping things up, it's Michael in Morissette. How you doing?
Yeah, morning, Stephen. Morning, Crevo.
Morning,
morning,
indeed.
Mate.
Where was your workplace hiding spot?
I've been doing this one for years. Our family have had fruit and veggie shops, so, I'd be hiding out in the cool room. In the summer, it's the best place to be. In the winter, it's actually warmer in the cool room than what it is outside. So, I've got food in there. I've got temperature, the right temperature. I've got everything I need all in the one place. And no one could find me.
It can't be true, though, that the cool room's is warmer in winter than outside.
Okay, the cool room's set on 4 degrees. We all know it gets, down to 1-2 degrees some frosty mornings. So
yeah.
You can feel the difference. It's quite nice in the cool room.
Go warm up in the cool room.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Absolutely ridiculous.
How long did you hide out there? 20 years? Unreal. And still no one's found you.
Eating my favourite berries and, it was good.
Living the good life.
Jeez.
He's calling from the cool room right now.
Yeah, I bet he is. Well, there you go. I feel like Newcastle is a bit of a culture, don't we?
We're hiding out in back rooms and
just bludging. Get away with the absolute bare minimum.
Maitland Kmart. What a wild story.
Oh, true. Never fail.
22 the peak temp for today for both the city and the valley. Partly cloudy with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on New FM. And this bloke has gone a little bit viral because he's gotten fired from his job.
Oh, poor bloke.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought. But the reason was apparently he was going missing during the day for long periods of time. Anyway, they eventually found out he'd been spending up to 6 hours a day on the toilet.
6 hours a day is taking the piss a little bit, isn't it?
Well, literally.
Literally, yeah.
I mean, how are you even spending that much time? Are you taking your lunch in there? What's your situation?
The toilet is a safe space. It's a bit of a sanctuary at work, isn't it? You know, you can go in, you can watch your TikToks and watch your YouTube and just sit in there and enjoy, I guess, that separation from you and the outside world. So I understand kind of where he's coming from.
Well, he got away with this for about 8 months. Which is pretty impressive because you're only doing, by my calculations, maybe 2 hours of work a day.
What? How unimportant is your job that you can go missing for 6 hours of the day and no one knows?
No one knows or notices.
I'd be offended. I honestly would be pretty cut that no one noticed in 8 months.
Well, that's the thing. Anyway, he got away with it all that time because it was sort of quite a busy place to work, a lot of people moving around and stuff. They just didn't notice. But it got us thinking about workplace hiding spots. Have you ever had one, or do you have one?
Yeah, well, I hope radio works out for me because I'm about to probably burn my bridge with Bunnings Warehouse.
Okay.
But when I used to work there, I used to do, like, the Friday close with a couple other guys I was pretty good mates with.
Yeah.
And I worked out in, like, the timber racks.
Okay.
But the actual trade register, I suppose, at Bunnings used to close at 6 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah.
But the timber racks were open all the way through to 9. But we closed the register, turned off the lights. It looked like the whole section was shut. We used to just go out in the back of the timber racks and watch the footy or
like on your phone.
Yeah, on the phone, sit out there, watch the footy, enjoy it, you know, and live it up.
And was it just sort of away from where people could see and no one noticed kind of thing?
Well, it's like outside the main store.
Right.
So, like, you've actually got to walk right through the like, trade section and then outside and, like, around the corner into the big lengths of timber. So it is, like, very out the way, I suppose.
A workplace hiding spot.
A workplace hiding, a little sanctuary we had. We built our own little cupboard and stuff there with all our gear, and it was very, like,
that's clever.
Yeah.
That's clever. So, 4967-4105, do you have a workplace hiding spot, or have you had one, or maybe you've, like, found someone out who's been, you know, hiding away, even sleeping, that sort of thing?
And, of course, if you need to remain anonymous, we don't want anyone losing their job over this.
Oh,
know?
No.
So, of course, we'll protect you. We always protect the whistleblowers here. You know,
that's
we look
right.
after our source.
Yeah.
And not only looking after you with anonymity, I suppose. Is that a word?
Yeah. You're pretty close.
I was pretty close. But we'll look after you with free fuel as well. $100 worth of fuel up for grabs just for getting on the show today. So,
yeah. If you've got a great story, we'd like to hear it. 4967-4105. Have you had a workplace hiding spot? Maybe now, maybe in the past. Or do you know someone who has?
Help out your fellow Nova Castrians. We're all in this rat race together.
Tips and tricks.
Yeah, that's it. If you can just make it a bit easier, we'd love to hear your stories.
Yeah, trade them in for some free fuel on the air next. New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, Crevo, that jingle just scratches an itch in my brain, doesn't it?
Oh. We're all out here earning, right? We're out here trying to earn a dollar. You can do it so much easier next.
Well, that's it. It's the easiest way to win money right across Newcastle. $550 up for grabs on your hump day. That'll cure your midweek blues, of course. All you got to do, answer one trivia question correctly. So give us a call, 4967-4105. And, of course, one Novocastrian gets the honour, the privilege to play Trivia Check next.
That's right. We're doing it here only on New FM. Oliver Tree, miss you on 105.3 New FM. You're with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo. And, Stephen, you've got a bit of a, I guess, situation about businesses around Newcastle, yeah?
Yeah, well, that's it. I've made it no secret, Crevo, that prior to moving to New FM, I worked at the Big Green Shed,
yep.
Of course, Bunnings Warehouse.
Yeah.
And I might have left Bunnings a little bit early because news has come out that Bunnings is going to be trialling a 4-day work week.
So you still get the same money, but you're only working 4 days.
Well, better than the same money, according to this article, according to Channel 9 anyway, the workers will get a pay rise, have more holidays, and have a shorter working week after agreement was reached.
Wow.
So, getting paid more, working less days, plus more holiday days.
That's unbelievable.
Now, Bunnings isn't alone in this. A lot of major companies are trying four-day work weeks. It's got to do with, like, apparently productivity goes up and, you know, people work still there. So, you'd still work your 38-hour work week.
Yeah,
so, you'd still work full-time. But instead of doing 5 8-hour days,
yeah,
you do 4 10-hour days, and then you get yourself a 3-day weekend every weekend.
I think that would be, because, you know, you're talking about productivity, and I reckon it would go up because people are just happier after a long weekend.
I agree.
And leading up to one, you know, every time there's a long weekend, there's one coming up now, there's a buzz around the office.
Yeah.
Now, do you think we could do it with our job here on the radio? Could we do, instead of, because we do 5 till 9, which is the 4-hour show.
Yeah.
Could we do a 5-hour, just run up to 10 o'clock Monday to Thursday? Do you reckon the bosses would be good with that?
Yeah, well, if the rest of the Hunter goes to a 4-day work week, then we'd only have to drive people to work Monday, 4 days a week
Monday
as well.
Monday to Thursday.
So I feel like
we'd be later in the line. Right, but I'll take it.
Yeah, well, that's it. We have to push all these other companies to do it first.
Yeah.
So then we can reap the benefits of it later. But
that's
you've got to adapt and you've got to evolve. Otherwise, you just become extinct.
That's it. And you know what? I think, you know, whether you're a company out at Maitland or down the lake or out at the bay, get on this quick because you'll get more out of it. Your workers work better. It's science.
And I don't think a single person in the world would turn down working extra couple hours a day to get an extra day off.
Oof, I know I would.
I'd take it.
I think everyone would. The more you talk about this, the more people that do it. So come on, Newcastle, let's get this happening so that we can do it later in the piece.
That's it. If you're a business owner, if you're listening to this, just try it. What have you got to lose by trialling it?
Nothing.
You can always reshuffle the deck back to your 5-day.
But who'd want to after that?
Exactly.
Unreal. Let's check your traffic now. New FM.
And now for the weather from New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Izzy.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Another mild winter's day on the way. 22 degrees and mostly sunny. Tomorrow, there's a high chance of rain in the afternoon and evening. Right now, it's 7 degrees in Maitland on Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Whoa! How good is that? Congratulations, Izzy. That was fantastic.
I reckon as confident a read as we've had.
I think probably right up there. But, of course, we've got to ask our expert, yeah?
Jess, what do you reckon? What do you adjudicate today's read?
That was so good. Stop it. I'm seriously concerned. You've got, like, 9.5, maybe even a 10 out of 10. Like,
is that
so
good? I think that's our first 10 out of 10 for the year.
Yeah, Jess is genuinely worried about her job. Now, Izzy, what school do you go to?
Morpeth Public School.
Now, school captain. Yeah,
school captain.
You got some people to shout out?
Okay. Shout out to my friend group at home.
Yeah.
I think
they know who they are, don't they?
Yeah, they know who they are. I'm not going to try and remember your names. shout out to my guitar teacher, Jeremy, who has recorded both of my songs, which are now out on all streaming platforms.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Cheeky plug. I see what you're doing here.
That's Broken Pieces and Walking Out Your Door by Izzy James. Shout out to my year 3 and 5 teacher, Mr. Irwin, and shout out to my year 6 teacher, Mrs. Cowan. And shout out to my lovely boyfriend, Niall Horan, who's coming to Australia next year.
Oh, Niall Horan, you reckon? Turn it up. Well, you're great, Izzy, today.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. And, yeah, I'm sure we'll be hearing from you very shortly because, yeah, like I said, cool. Jess, very, very worried about her job.
I know. And a promising music career ahead by the sounds of it.
And, of course, if you want to be the next Weather Whiz Kid, of course, head to newfm.com.au because a fun experience and, you know, you get to come in and have fun with us.
Exactly. And you can shout out whoever you want.
Yeah, clearly we're not dumping anything. Anything goes this morning.
That's right. You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo, and Izzy as the Weather Whiz Kid. No, you're off to school after this. Lewis Capaldi on UFM as you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo, 7:54. And we're talking what shops should be open 24/7 around Newcastle and the Hunter, or other things as well. Uh-huh. You know, it's open here. 4967-4105. Because obviously the twin servos switching things up. Mac is going to be gone. They might be going to a secret rival servo up the road.
Juicy.
I know, juicy gossip. That's what we got here at UFM at all times. But we want to know what you want to have open 24/7.
Yeah, so let's head to the phones, I suppose. We'll start with Zoe in Cessnock. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning, guys.
Now, tell us, what would you like to see open 24/7?
I'd have to say Big W or Donut King.
Okay.
Donut King.
This is very specific. Do you get some late-night donut cravings?
Absolutely, especially pregnant when you're pregnant.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Fresh hot cinnamon donut.
You there was a few times, 3 o'clock in the morning, you're like, oh, I could just absolutely devour a donut.
Yep.
Yeah, and you can't scratch that itch. Now, the Big W in Cessnock, is that the one near the Leagues Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And you just wish you could go in there any time, do your shopping, yeah?
Absolutely. Can you imagine how quiet it'd be?
Oh, that's true. No one to bother you. No one to bother you. All right. There's a couple of suggestions there for Cessnock.
Donut King. That's rogue.
What do you mean? Don't you love a hot cinnamon donut?
Oh, nah, I think a bit overrated, I won't lie.
What? You're out of control. I feel like that's a whole nother thing we can do, go to the phones on another day. Jenny in Newcastle is up next. Hey, Jenny, you there?
Has she put us on hold?
I think she has.
That is unbelievable.
Now, her suggestion, she was telling me off the air, was she was wanting like a proper coffee shop. Because she was saying like that you come home 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's like you can't go to a proper coffee shop. Sure, you might have like the 7-Eleven, $2 coffee, but it's not the same as getting a nice little biscotti and a proper, you know, long black or something.
Yeah, she's got a point, but I just wish that Jenny's line was open 24/7. She still could put us on hold.
I know. Let's see if she's let's see if we're still on hold. Ready? Oh yeah, it's good music actually.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind Jenny being available.
Oh, she's here.
She's back.
I'm back.
Now, Jenny,
you are cheeky,
good
Jenny.
Happy hump day. Oh, my God, what a gorgeous day.
It is a gorgeous day. Now, you mentioned off air you're wanting a proper coffee shop. What? Do you have late-night caffeine cravings? What's your situation?
No, everyone needs caffeine after, you know what, a really good night, just saying. And we all need that sugar hit. So yeah. I'm thinking, I often go with night drives, believe it or not, and sometimes I go down the freeway just to get a decent coffee. But let's not go there. That's my journey.
Okay.
Wow.
How good would it be if there's a little coffee place anywhere near the water, like the beach? Because I often like to go for drives towards the beach or the water.
Yeah, you take your partner. It's nice and romantic.
Oh, no, you don't take your partner.
Oh, you leave them at home because they're snoring and awful.
Time,
I get it.
More time. Go out there, meet some random strangers there. Hey there, you want some sugar? And just buy them a coffee.
There
I'm going to
leave her right there.
Nothing like live radio.
I know.
And Jenny just acting like she didn't put us on hold. Like nothing happened.
I know. Brilliant.
What on earth?
Let's check your traffic. New FM.
This is magic. So quit while you're on top.
This is New FM's Kiss the Ticks for Kiss.
Yeah, obviously, Crevo, tomorrow, the big day.
I know, this is so exciting. Of course, 10 lucky people from Newcastle will be having their lips up against tickets on the wall, battling it out to see who can last the longest. The longest person gets it.
And of course, what they get is not just it. No. It is like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You get best seats in the house to go watch Kiss, their final show in Sydney, get meet and greet photo opportunities, all that good stuff. And of course, with the big day right around the corner, still a couple of tickets to give away. We've got one.
That's right.
Joel's got the final one this afternoon as well.
So there's a lesson in that quick if you haven't registered, newfm.com.au.
Someone who has registered, though, is on the line now. We have a very lucky Novocastrian. Good morning, Chloe.
Good morning.
Now, how's the junction this morning?
Look, it was beautiful. I stopped in for a coffee and I'm on the commute to work. Yeah, it's beautiful.
What do you do for a crust? What do you do for work?
I'm a social worker.
Okay, oh, so lovely.
You're out there doing, working hard and helping other people around Newcastle, and we appreciate that, first of all.
Thank you.
Now,
she loved it.
Yeah, she's thrilled with the whole situation. Cheeky compliment. How would you go on kissing tickets on a wall for ages?
Oh, look, I'm pretty confident. I'm very good on the lip balm situation. I'm always reapplying, so I feel like I've got maybe some extra skills there.
Okay, good stuff, good stuff.
Yeah.
But you can't reapply once the lips are on the wall. Is this gonna you know, be a bit of a detriment?
A hindrance?
No. Oh, look, I think that I'm pretty good on it normally, so I feel like it'll pay off for me, maybe.
You're well prepared, is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so.
Well, lucky you're well prepared because you have got yourself a ticket on the wall. Congratulations, Chloe.
Oh, awesome. Thank
How good
you
is
so
that?
Much.
No, you're very welcome.
Amazing.
Big fan Thank of Kiss. You. Like, who would you take with you? You got obviously a chance to win two tickets. Who would go with you?
My mum. She's a massive Kiss fan, and she's been telling all the girls at work about it. So I'll be very excited to let her know that I have, you know, got in the competition. So yeah.
Fantastic, and good luck for tomorrow. Of course. 10 people from Newcastle up against each other with lips on the wall.
And like we said, one more ticket still up for grabs with Joel this afternoon for your drive home. So if you haven't registered yet, get yourself to newfm.com.au ASAP because this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah, last chance with Joel on New FM. 22, the peak temp today for both the city and the valley. Partly cloudy with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on New FM.
Now, what's the goss next, Crevo? I've got a story coming up about a certain fast food outlet removing a celebrity's black card, their unlimited black card, because they used and abused it.
Oh, this
a bit
is,
of a fun story.
That's juicy, if you will, up next. Now, though, they've just released this product. You know when you have a Cornetto, right, and you're eating it down, and then in the bottom bit, there's like a little, they've filled it up with chocolate, so it's like hard chocolate with the cone around it.
Oh, the chocolate at the bottom of the ice cream cone. The creme de la creme, the best bit.
That is the best bit of a Cornetto, right?
Absolutely.
Now, what they've done is they've gone, oh, this is excellent. People love this thing. So now they've got a product where you can just buy a bag of Cornetto cone tips.
Really?
Yes. Yeah,
so well, it's just the chocolate at the bottom.
Yeah. So obviously, it still seems a bit wasteful because they have to make all those Cornettos and then chop them off.
I don't think that's how the process would work.
What do you mean?
Surely they'd have it like, it'd be down to, they wouldn't be wasting it.
Like the top part?
Yeah. No, they wouldn't be making the top part at all.
Really?
They'd just be putting chocolate and putting cone around it, okay. Surely.
Well, maybe it's your way, but I reckon they're just cutting them all off. Right, and they just throw the top bit away. But anyway, that's aside the point, right? So you can buy Cornetto cone tips in a bag. That's the best bit of the Cornetto, right?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
So I thought, this is an untapped market, because what they've done is gone, what's the food best part, and we'll just sell that. So
of course.
I've come up with a list of different best food bits that they could package separately and maybe make an absolute fortune. Patent pending on any of these as well. No one steal these, all right? These are my ideas.
All right, well, let me hear some of them then.
Okay, you tell me if you think these would be good. You know when you get hot chips, right?
Yeah.
And there's some of them are sort of, they don't have any of the soft bit in the middle. They're just pure crunch.
Oh, yeah, they're just deep fried batter, really, aren't they? Yeah.
Imagine that, just all hot chips, right? But they're only the crunchy ones. Chicken salt all over, absolute dream scenario. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a tick. Okay, I'm giving that one the tick of approval.
All right, that's Stephen approved. Well done. One for Crevo. All right, here's the next one. Ben and Jerry's, right, they've got the choc chip cookie dough ice cream, right? Uh-huh. The best bit of that is the chunks. So imagine just a bag of chunks.
Of just what, the cookie dough chunks?
Yeah.
You know you can get, like, where there is just cookie dough in the centre. Like, it's, like, just a big bit of cookie dough in the Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
Really?
It's like, in the middle, yeah.
Oh, that's already invented then.
Well, no, not like you've said it. You just want, like, little separate bits of cookie
Correct.
Dough, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, so what are your thoughts on that?
I think you're on the right track.
Another one. Excellent. All right, on the desserts, keeping on the dessert situation here. Mm-hmm. You know when you bake brownies, right?
Yeah.
And you got the corner one. So you got two edges of crispy on the brownie. Imagine just all corners.
Yes, that is the best one so far. Unbelievably
brownie mentioned. Corners. All right, another genius Crevo idea.
Where are you going from here? Where does it go from here?
I don't know. Here's another one, right? You know when you get a creme brulee, right? Yes. Oh, this is a little bit fancy, right? A creme brulee. The best bit is the bit where you crack the top.
At the top, yeah.
Creme brulee tops.
Yeah.
Another one?
Tick.
Oh,
you're
my
on
God.
Fire at the moment.
All right, here's another one. You know when you get bread, right? Loaf of bread.
Uh-huh.
You've heard of bread, right?
I have, yes. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Good. My favourite bit is the end slice.
No.
Imagine that, a whole loaf of end
slices. No.
What's wrong with that?
What, you just want the end?
Yeah.
Just the crust?
Yeah.
No.
It's the best bit.
No, it's the worst
that's
bit.
That's a no. Okay, I've still got a pretty good record.
The crust gets eaten last. You eat the rest of the loaf.
Save the best for last.
No.
Okay, that's a no from Steven. All right, what about this one to wrap things up? When you get a roast chicken, right, mm-hmm. could be from any roastery around Newcastle, the Pope's nose.
What's the Pope's nose?
The tail.
Ah,
the best bit of that. Imagine a big bag of Pope's noses.
Ah, not sold on that either.
No?
You started so strong and
Finished so weak.
Oh, yeah.
Well, live and learn. A couple of good ideas, though. Crevo's Pope's noses come into a supermarket near you soon. What are your thoughts? Absolutely.
Market it better than that, please.
Okay, good idea. Let's check your traffic. New FM.
Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
Yeah, time for What's the Goss, Crevo.
That and it is.
I alluded to before that Calvin Harris banger.
your favourite.
That was a certain fast food outlet, I suppose, that had revoked a black card from a celebrity. So for those who are maybe unfamiliar, these fast food chains, they do rarely hand out this, what they call a black card.
It basically means you can eat as much as you want there for your whole life.
Unlimited food for as long as you like.
Yeah.
So they, you know, hand them out to celebrities, influencers, et cetera, et cetera. One such celebrity who got his hands on one to Nando's was Jack Whitehall. So obviously a famous comedian.
Yeah.
Very funny man.
Oh, he's hilarious. And in fact, I bet he'll probably make a whole show around this, getting banned from Nando's.
Well, he absolutely will, because he's already, done a little bit of an interview about it. I've got this snippet of him, I guess, talking about why he got his black card revoked from Nando's.
He goes to that Nando's in Fallowfield every day for 6 months with his Nando's black card, and you could get 4 complimentary meals on it. So I'd take all of my mates. Yeah, daily. And then I became the first person that they took the Nando's black card back off because I'd abused it.
Wasn't within the spirit of the offer.
So not only was he using it every day for 6 months, taking his mates, who wants Nando's, come on. And you would, wouldn't you? If you had this black card, you would absolutely use it. And at the time, Jack Whitehall was one of those celebrities who was probably, well-recognised and doing well.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, a millionaire, you know?
No. But he just become recognised enough to do that.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say is congratulations to him, because getting it taken off you, that in itself is a feat.
Yeah, that's
an achievement.
You've clearly had enough Nando's anyway.
Exactly. Let's check your traffic. New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast.
Now, Crevo, I've copped a bit of stick on this show in the past for being a bit of a baby, being a bit young.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. Well, you are young. You're what, 21 or something?
No, I'm older than that. Well, I've done something, though, that's proved that I'm getting old, right?
Oh, dear.
Yesterday, bringing shopping in from the car.
Yeah.
Done me back in. Twinged me back, bringing in shopping. Bringing in milk from the car.
For a bottle of milk?
Nah, a bit more than that. Bottle of milk and some other groceries.
You have been sort of hunching around the office, and I was wondering, what is Stephen doing?
It was so painful last night. I've had some painkillers, taking the old Panamax, so
yeah, right.
Feeling a bit more human this morning. But yeah, last night was in dire straits.
Oh, well, yeah, you're getting old now.
Getting old.
Get the walking frame, all that sort of stuff. Pension, asking about the pension. You can't get the pension.
All still to come for me, and of course, still to come on the show as well. Got some more chat about my holiday, because a couple of the guys would have forgot their heads if they weren't screwed on. So we want to talk about what you've lost, the important things you've lost on the holiday. If you've got a story.
Day 42 with tops at 21 for the city, 22 for the valley. 12 degrees now at Beresfield on New FM.
Now, Crevo, we're talking about what did you lose on your holiday? Because obviously I've just come back from a boys' trip in Bali, which had disaster written all over it, right? Now, a couple of my mates, they'd forget their heads if they weren't screwed on. Those kind of people. We all know one, or we are one, where you just have no accountability for your items in your life.
So how many lads are in the core group for you?
Well, so we had eight come on the trip,
yep.
But there was probably still a few missing.
So there's probably 10, 12.
Probably about a dozen of us who were still really close from high school.
So in a group of 12, you're guaranteed to have a couple who are just forgetful and not sort of focused, if you will.
And that came to light, I suppose. It reared its ugly head when we got to Bali. So this is... We've landed in Bali. We're at the airport on arrival.
Denpasar.
And my mate has lost in the airport between somehow getting off the plane and getting his bag. He's lost his phone and his passport.
How has he done that?
Two separate incidents, right? So, passport, he lost when he was buying his visa. So, obviously, you've got to show and your passport. He's shown his passport, paid for his visa. Left his passport up on the Visa counter while he's sorting out his change, putting it in his bag.
Yeah.
Walked off.
Lucky
that was at the counter. So the staff member there saw it, quickly grabbed it, put it away. Okay. Knew he's not going far without that. No, he's going to come back and grab it.
He can't get through immigration without the visa.
Exactly. So sure enough, he came back and he collected his passport.
Good to go.
But he also lost his phone. In the bathroom, right? So, went to the toilet and he was up at the urinal, you know, doing his business.
Yeah.
And he put his phone up on top on the little shelf of the urinal.
On the ledge?
On the ledge. Had his pee and then walked out without his phone. Luckily, one of the boys walked in 3 minutes after him, after getting their bag.
Yeah.
Saw it out on the ledge. Went, mate, what are you doing? But of all places, Denpasar, there's pickpockets everywhere.
Yeah.
He's lucky that one of us walked in.
Next.
And
yeah.
Not just some random who's nicked his phone and then he's got the whole trip without his phone.
No phone, which is a disaster.
Absolute disaster. So that's the area we're moving into, I suppose, because I'm sure it's not just me and my friends. I'm sure lots of people have been hit by this before.
Well, we just lose something really, well, quite important on holiday.
Yeah.
So... 4967-4105. What did you lose on holiday?
And of course, you can trade your trauma for some fuel cards. $100 worth of fuel up for grabs. All you got to do, is get your story on the air. 4967-4105.
What did you lose on holiday? Or maybe it was like a family member or a friend in your group that lost something important. You know, valuables is always good. Or the passport key, right? We'll get your stories on the air next. New FM. Tops of 22 for Newcastle, the same for the Valley as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on UFM.
Now, just got back earlier this week from boys' trip in Bali and on arrival at Denpasar, mate of mine lost his passport and his phone on arrival.
Oh, my God.
Absolute disaster, which is why we're asking 4967-4105, what'd you lose on holiday? Let's go to Nikki and Rutherford to begin with. What'd you lose on holiday, Nikki?
Morning, boys. I think it's something about Bali. So we had been there.
Oh, no.
Day two into our 8-day holiday. We had been drinking in the swim up bar all day, went to Bali Collection for some dinner.
Dangerous.
My husband went to take money out of the ATM, $250 Australian, put the money into his wallet and walked away without our bank card.
Without the card.
ATM ate it.
Oh, no.
What a disaster.
Wow. So that's the whole budget you've got for the rest of the trip now. $250,
eh? $250.
Oh, that doesn't buy you any strawberry daiquiris. Oh, dearie me.
You're all on the street Nazi goring from there on out, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Dear. Well, let's now go to Simon at East Maitland. Morning, Simon. What'd you lose on holiday, mate?
Yeah, lost a pair of thongs. We went fishing one day on the beach at Queensland.
Yeah.
And, the dad's like, oh, did you just leave our thongs in the bush, go fishing and come back and get them on the way back? Went fishing, came back, and our thongs were stolen or something.
Oh, what an absolute disaster. Your best double pluggers. That's the worst.
Who's stealing thongs? A real battler out there, Simon. He's clearly out battling hard, East Maitland. Let's go to Carol next. Good morning, Carol. What'd you lose on holiday?
My nephew.
Your nephew?
What happened?
I took the keys to my friend's place because we were going away and they're feeding animals. My nephew gets out of the car. I get back in the car and took off and my friends rang me and go, have you forgotten anything? And I'm looking, I've got the keys, I've got the wallet, I've got everything.
Done the check.
What about the kid? I went, oh my God.
No way.
I had to go, that was before we even ventured on my holiday.
Now, Carol, tell us the truth. You did want to leave him behind because he was annoying you, wasn't he?
Oh, he was an annoying little bugger, but hey, he was a good kid.
Well, look, you won't be... Just because you had to circle back and pick him up, you know, I think you deserve yourself $100 worth of free fuel. So $100 fuel card coming your way, Carol. Congratulations.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, you're welcome. Wow. Leaving the nephew behind, that tops it all, doesn't it?
Does it? I mean, it does, but also losing your best double pluggers, what a disaster.
a real bad luck.
I know. That's us done for today. Have a great hump day. Yeah, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, bye. Take it easy. Bye.